Welcome to the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday afternoon, June 7th, 2024, and we have a lineup of consumer and lifestyle headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Loneliness crisis being faced by older Americans. AmeriCorps Seniors believes volunteering fosters connections and conquers loneliness. According to a recent report by the U.S. Surgeon General, older adults are vulnerable to loneliness and social isolation, which can impact their health. AmeriCorps Seniors believes that volunteering can help conquer loneliness by fostering connections in the community. After 2 years of volunteering, 78% of participants reported feeling less depressed, while 88% felt less isolated. AmeriCorps Seniors, a federal agency for national service, engages adults aged 55 and up in service through programs like RSVP, the Foster Grandparent Program, and the Senior Companion Program. Shelley Brosnan, a volunteer with AmeriCorps Seniors, emphasized the importance of giving back and connecting with the community. To learn more and find volunteer opportunities, visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment.
From odds to inspiration, the Derek Hall 1% Foundation hosts the first community impact event in Gulfport, MS. The Derek Hall 1% Foundation is hosting its inaugural community impact event on Thursday, June 20th in Gulfport, MS. This inspiring evening will introduce the foundation to the community, showcasing its mission to support premature babies, combat food insecurity, and address childhood obesity. Attendees will have the opportunity to engage in discussions, view an exclusive documentary, and connect with influential community members. The event will feature a panel discussion, a meet and greet with the board of directors, a premiere of the Miracle documentary, a raffle for 58 memorabilia, and a networking session. Key attendees include Derek Hall, Stacy Gooden Crandall, Ronnie Brown, and Osahan Tongo. With 100 to 150 partners and community members expected to attend, this event aims to drive the success of the Foundation's vital initiatives. Visit dalonepercent.org for more information and to register. Let's unite in supporting positive change in the Gulf Coast community.
Queen Knack's second album launching in Hollywood. No to Drug Abuse Edition. Queen Knack, the Hollywood Afrobeat musical artist, is taking a stand against drug abuse in West Africa. In honor of her childhood friends affected by this epidemic, Queen Knack's upcoming second album launch will raise awareness and support victims in Sierra Leone. The event, themed No to Drug Abuse Edition, will feature live music, entertainment, and networking opportunities in East Hollywood. Various sponsorship packages are available, including general admission, VIP, business promoting, and advanced options. Each package offers unique benefits, such as exclusive access to the red carpet, networking with celebrities, and promotional opportunities for businesses. Don't miss this chance to support a meaningful cause and be part of a memorable event. Contact Queen Knack for donation, partnership, and sponsorship inquiries. Comcast announces live American Sign Language interpreting services at 8 Bay Area Xfinity store locations. Comcast has introduced live American Sign Language interpreting services at 8 Xfinity store locations in the Greater Bay Area. Customers can access ASL Video Remote Interpreting, VRI, provided by Communication Service for the Deaf, CSD, at select Bay Area Xfinity stores. The service allows for real-time translation between ASL and English, enhancing the in-store experience for customers. The initiative is part of Comcast's commitment to digital inclusion and accessibility, with plans to expand the service to more stores nationwide. In addition, Comcast has donated $60,000 in digital equity grants to organizations like San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired, California School for the Deaf, and the World Institute on Disability to further promote digital inclusion and accessibility.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.